with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Questions around the current investigation involving New York City Mayor Eric Adams' administration.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is facing growing questions about his ability to govern after federal investigators seized the phones of his police commissioner, his school's chancellor, and several other top advisors. The Democrat, who is already facing an apparently separate criminal investigation linked to the Turkish government, has strenuously denied that the recent searches would impact his administration. But internally, some city leaders have raised concerns that the searches could pose a distraction. And the mayor's foes have seized on the news ahead of what's expected to be a competitive primary election. The U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI have declined to comment, and the scope of the investigation remains unclear.
Correspondent Jake Offenhart's reporting. Former President Trump traveled to Charlotte, North Carolina to receive an endorsement in his presidential run of the largest police labor union, the National Fraternal Order of Police. Trump says police should use their power against voter fraud.
I hope you can watch, and you're all over the place. Watch for the voter fraud, because we win. Without voter fraud, we win so easily. Hopefully we're going to win anyway, but we want to keep it down. You can keep it down just by watching, because believe it or not, they're afraid of that badge. They're afraid of you people.
A Pakistani man has been arrested in Canada and accused of plotting a mass shooting at a Jewish center in Brooklyn on the one-year anniversary of the October 7th attack by Hamas that sparked the latest conflict in the Middle East. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says Mohammed Shazeb Khan attempted to travel from Canada, where he lives, into New York City with the goal of slaughtering as many Jewish people as possible in the name of ISIS. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 410 points today. This is SRN News. Guess who's most likely to shun religion?
You probably won't be surprised to hear that it's young people. A new survey released by the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 27% of Americans are either atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular faith. And amongst that group, people ages 18 to 29 make up the largest share. From there, the percentage of people who are unaffiliated declines steadily with age. The older you are, the less likely you are to have no religious faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many Iraqi women fear the country's parliament will open the door to child marriages as lawmakers consider legal changes that would give the religious authorities more power over family law. The push for the changes comes mainly from powerful Shiite Muslim political factions that have increasingly campaigned against what they describe as the West imposing its cultural norms on Muslim-majority Iraq. This is SRN News. Sweden's public health agency says children under the age of 2 should not be exposed to any digital screens.
The recommendation is the latest in a worldwide effort to limit screen time for young kids. Sweden's suggestion comes after research found that children suffered negative effects like poorer sleep, depression, and limited physical activity with high uses of digital devices. For children from 2 to 5, it's recommended they be allowed just 1 hour of screen time per day. Rich Thomason reporting.
Google is being slammed by UK regulators who say it's taking advantage of its dominance in digital advertising to thwart competition in Britain. The new claims Friday ratchet up pressure that the tech giant is facing on both sides of the Atlantic over its ad tech business practices. The Competition and Markets Authority says the U.S. company gives preference to its own services. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.